It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Well, you know, you think it'd be different these days, but women are more likely to be leading the biggest industrialized democracies or serving as four-star officers in the military than working as music directors of major orchestras. But there are growing signs that the glass ceiling, ever so slightly, is finally beginning to crack. Baltimore Symphony Orchestra conductor Maren Alsop is the only woman leading one of two dozen big-budget orchestras here in the States, but there are others following in the trail she blazed. 47-year-old Finnish conductor Susanna Malki will start as the chief conductor of the Helsinki Philharmonic this month. She'll be the fourth woman to conduct at the Met in December. 30-year-old Lithuanian conductor Mirga Gratsinaitytila has been on the job for a month now as music director of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra in England. And Barbara Hannigan, the Canadian new music soprano, is also increasingly taking conducting gigs. To help young women get into the field, Maren Alsop has founded the Taki Concordia Conducting Fellowship to mentor the young women at the start of their conducting careers. Here in the U.S., we're brought up to believe that bigger is better. But is it always? For today's listeners to classical music, a smaller venue, not a larger one, might be the way to go. New York Times writer Anthony Tomasini wrote in a piece last month about that very subject where he said, quote, "Inevitably, a sense of separation affects performances in spaces the size of most concert halls. Less imposing halls need to be found for the symphonic repertory. Most concert halls and opera houses are just too big. More intimate spaces have become popular with good reason. Today," he says, "it may be asking a lot from people to sit far away from a performance, even a great one, and be captivated by it." As an example, he cites A Little Night Music, one of the most popular innovations of the Mostly Mozart Festival at Lincoln Center. 10 p.m. classical shows at the Kaplan Penthouse, with capacity for just over 200 people, offers great city views through floor-to-ceiling windows. Audiences sit at small, round cocktail tables with complimentary wine. The artists often speak at the programs, which never last more than an hour. Here in the Valley of the Sun, we have the Downtown Chamber Music Series, which for 16 years has been bringing the music to downtown Phoenix in a variety of smaller, more intimate venues, mostly art galleries, and offering limited seating and wine as well. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.